Welcome to Strong Faith, Fit Life, the weekly-ish podcast where we explore the intersection of faith and health to help you build strength from the inside out. My name is Deborah. Welcome to the show. Episode 34. We are talking about customized plans today. This is the C in our grace-filled method. Okay, if you haven't listened to that and the intro to that, please listen to the previous episodes starting at episode 26. It will get you to the C in grace. One size fits all. This idea has made me crack up and laugh since I was a kid. How can one size fits all? I looked at the world around me and I realized that one size fits some people, but not everyone. I come from a family with a very petite mother and a fairly tall father, and I could never understand how one size fit them both. I always found that comment to be super weird, and I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Can you imagine one size fits all for clothes? Well, my daughter is fairly petite and I have had kids. We don't fit into the same clothes, okay? I've got a good 5 inches on her. We're not wearing the same clothes. I think they even made a movie about it. When I say like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, they talked about that, like, oh, these pants fit everybody and they were just the most amazing pants. I mean, like, it's still an impossibility. And the movie is super sweet, guys. If you want to watch a movie, that's a great movie. Okay. It's lovely. But I'm going to be honest. One piece of clothing doesn't fit everyone. One idea doesn't fit everyone. And I think, you know, because there was such a striking height difference in my family, that idea has always seemed odd or misplaced. And I don't know, maybe other people felt the same way I did. I just never could quite understand it. So one size fits all really means it works for some, but not really the majority. Maybe it works for the majority of people, but not really everyone. I don't even like to think about it that way. When we're talking about clothes, I'm going to be honest. I think one size fits all is craziness. In our house, we call this one size fits some because it's the truth. It fits some people, but not everyone. When it comes to nutrition and fitness, we're actually all unique. There's no single way to get the end results. And when it comes to results, well, we actually all have different views on what we deem is successful. For me, I like to push the envelope. I wanted to get on stage and do a bodybuilding competition. And for others, it may just be able to eat better for their health. They just want to keep their blood sugar under control. Or maybe they're having some hormone issues and they're just trying to eat to support their body. Or maybe just, quite frankly, you'd like to have a baby. And your nutrition is going to look different than somebody who is trying to do a bodybuilding competition and lose weight, or lose body fat, I should say, because not even weight, just body fat. Like, you're trying to pull all that body fat off. The person that's trying to have a baby, you're not necessarily trying to gain weight, but you might need to. You might need to. Remember, everyone has a different view, and that's okay. Those magazines on the checkout stands are the absolute worst when it comes to health ideas, because they always approach it as if it's everyone wants a six pack of abs, everyone wants a beach body. And there's a little bit of shame and negativity wrapped up in some of that attitude. When you realize that everything is customizable based on your vision and your goals, that's when you can find success. Okay. I will say this, whatever our goal is, we also all start from a very unique position. Okay. Because if you're talking to me and I would like to have a health and wellness goal, and say we say the same thing, we just want to be healthy. Okay, that's our end goal. You just want to be healthy. I just want to be healthy. I've been working out for 20 plus years. Okay, actually, it's longer than that. It's almost, I think it's 30 years at this point. I've been working out on a consistent basis between sports and exercise videos and my own gym and going to the gym for 30 years. My foundation of knowledge is different. I have a different starting point. If you are brand new and you've never lifted up a hand weight ever before today, your starting place is going to be really different. You're going to be learning a set of skills that I take for granted because I've been doing it for so long. If I tell you I'm going to do some Romanian deadlifts, or maybe we have the same coach and she says, do Romanian deadlifts, I'm going to do them. You might actually need to learn form, what weights to hold, how to do it, and you might need some help. And you've got two things that you're learning there, or several things that you're learning there, right? You're learning how to do a Romanian deadlift, plus also trying to do the exercise for your goal. We all start from a unique place. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to nutrition, and it's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to fitness. And what we really need is customization. And that's what the C is about today. Having a custom roadmap makes the journey so much simpler. We think of custom plans as maps, as a map to get to your goal. Everyone gets a different map because everyone starts at their own home. And the journey to the goal, and their own journey to their goal. At the same time, even if the goal is the same as everyone else's, sorry, I stuttered over that twice. I'm going to say this again. We all start from different places. So if we have the same goal, we are all going to still have different roadmaps to get there, just like I talked about. And we're going to also add some other things. Someone may have had a very athletic upbringing, so they have a very different relationship with food being fuel. Someone may have sat in a meeting and been told that they eat too much and that they're going to become obese because of it. And now they have this idea that they need to shrink themselves to make themselves smaller, to fit into the world that this other person viewed. And we have to overcome that roadblock. We might have to find a detour around that roadblock. So some people's path is fairly straightforward. Some people's path is going to be a little more windy and a little more difficult and may even have some hazards in it, okay? But that is okay because we each get a customized roadmap with a customized tour guide that helps us get to our goal. We see the obstacle, we speak through the obstacle, and we overcome it, and we still reach the goal. So what does it mean to get a customized plan? A customized plan is really, really simple and really, really difficult at the same time. And I say really, really simple because you guys can hear this. Customized, where you are now to where you want to go. The difficult part about a customized plan is that it's not as simple as input data, output plan, get results. We as humans aren't machines. I was not made in Mr. Ford's car manufacturing plant, and neither were you. Each of us has to do the work. We have to overcome internal resistance, which we've talked about in one of the episodes before. We have to overcome physical resistance, physical limitations and injuries, and we have to look at ourselves at the whole thing and understand that even though we're moving forward, it doesn't mean that the plan is something that we're rigidly going to adhere to. And I know a lot of you are panicking there because some of us are like, see plan, do plan, follow plan, execute plan, stay there. Or we executed it poorly. So now we think that, you know what, we didn't do it perfectly. So we don't get to move on because perfection is going to keep us where we are. And I say this, the difficult part becomes when you execute a plan that's customized to you, that's always slightly shifting, not to unseat you, but to point you better towards your goal to help get you where you need to be. So where do you get one of those customized plans? Well, don't forget to reach out and talk to me about getting a customized workout plan for yourself or a customized meal plan for you. Because if you've got goals, I'm here to help you get them. All right. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to follow the show so you can get notified when I drop a new episode. You can also join me in the Facebook group, Strong Faith Fit Life. And I hope to see you there. Bye.